This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to take a look at a great and pending decision by the U.S. Supreme Court. And this is a decision that could in fact determine the outcome of the election struggle for the presidency in 2024. Did the Colorado court, the Supreme Court in Colorado, make the right decision? And if they did, what does it mean and what is likely to happen at the Supreme Court of the United States, where three of the justices who will be voting on this issue were appointed by the same Donald Trump who there is an attempt to keep off the ballot, not just in the state of Colorado, but in more than 16 states around the country that would make it impossible for him to win. We'll be talking about this with one of the greatest legal minds in the country. In fact, very frequently hailed as the leading constitutional law expert in the United States, Sterling Professor of Law Akhil Reed Amar of Yale Law School will be joining us to talk about what the 14th Amendment and Section 3 really mean and how they are likely to be applied here. First up, there is an astonishing development in terms of polling. And again, you don't know what to make of this. I mean, brand new Quinnipiac national poll. It was taken of 1,647 registered voters on December 14th to 18th, so it's very recent. They found Joe Biden 1 point ahead of Trump in a theoretical head-to-head, 47 to 46. But then the poll asked about a three-way contest. And in a three-way contest with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. listed as one of those three candidates, and then Trump and Biden, Biden wins, and he wins by more than he would if it's just against Trump. So it shows Kennedy taking votes away from Trump. Biden is winning 38% to Trump's 36%. But here's the shocker, and it should upset everybody's digestion. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. receiving 22%. Now, what that means is you're awfully close. 38% for Biden, 36% for Trump, 22% for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. First of all, it means that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would be invited to the debates. But would Trump participate in a debate with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? Would Biden? Or would he be debating against two empty chairs? These are a shocking but very important considerations when you're looking for the campaign ahead. Another consideration is taking a look at what the war in Israel is going to mean. There have been several reports today. First of all, lots of film and lots of reporters receiving tours of Hamas tunnel network, which is far more elaborate. It's buried at least 90 feet into the ground, and a tunnel network that they have used for their terror and dictatorial purposes for years. But now those tunnels are being destroyed. And the IDF spokesman for Israel Defense Forces, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, says that since the end of the temporary ceasefire, the military has killed more than 2,000 Hamas operatives. This is not civilians. It is people who are active terrorists. They've done that in strikes and mostly during ground combat. This brings the military's estimates of Hamas fighters killed in the Gaza Strip since the beginning of the war to around 8,000. And before that, there were at least 1,000 Hamas terrorists who were killed in Israel while they were launching the attack, the hideous attack on October 7th. There's a fascinating interview that a Morning Joe did with an IDF paratrooper. And one of those former IDF paratroopers is now the Republican nominee for Congress in the 3rd District, where George Santos used to be in New York. She's an Israeli-American, Ethiopian-Israeli-American. In any event, this IDF paratrooper spoke about why the Israel-Hamas war is a generational conflict.
It's a generational war because we saw what happens when our enemies that say they want to destroy and kill us all live up to what they say. And I think it's best that we start believing them. And when they said they'll do October 7th, we didn't. I'm not sure we're ready. But now they say they'll do it again and again and again. So what's at stake is the Jewish entity in Israel. I think it's that big. It's not just Hamas from Gaza. It's also Hezbollah. It's Iran. They all say they don't want us there. They won't stop until they kill us all. And if this is the jihadist ideology, this radical one, we must believe them. So this is our only chance. And it's also our mandatory fight to make sure this never happens again. And, you know, we've never had such a big, hit since the Holocaust. And when we said never again, it's never been true. So never again is now and always. And this is why, this is what's in stake.
And there's an interesting interchange between the Associated Press, a reporter named Zeke Miller, who asked John Kirby, the national security spokesman for the White House, who was responsible for the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and who people should blame for the rampant starvation. Listen.
The United Nations says 1 in 4 civilians in Gaza is starving. Does the U.S. believe that assessment or accept that assessment of the situation on the ground in Gaza? And who is to blame for the humanitarian situation?
Well, we're certainly not in a position to dispute those numbers or that assessment. I mean, we certainly agree that there is an immense amount of suffering inside Gaza. Hunger, obviously, but also health needs as well. And with winter coming, harsher weather is going to make it tougher for people that are not able to shelter. So we certainly share the concerns about the humanitarian crisis that's going on inside Gaza, which is why every day I come out here and talk to you about the things we're doing to alleviate that suffering.
And again, it is too bad that he didn't make it clear that the Hamas is to blame. There would be no war in Gaza right now. Gaza, which was deliberately and thoughtfully and purposefully evacuated by any Jewish military presence, by any Israeli settlements. There had been 8,000 settlers who lived in the Gaza Strip. They were all moved. They were forced to move. And the entire Gaza area was left to the Palestinians, who comprised almost all the population there. And the idea that that happened as recently as 2007, which it did, actually 2005 was the Israeli evacuation. 2007 is when Hamas took over. And how you look at this situation and say that the Hamas terrorists don't have responsibility for all of the pain and all of the suffering and all of the difficulty in Gaza, where they for years spent billions on terror tunnels and ignored the needs of the people. That's the basic reality. We'll be right back with Akhil Reed Amar talking about what it means concerning the decision in Colorado, the 14th Amendment, and Trump's eligibility to be president. Coming up. why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Akhil Reed Amar is the Sterling Professor of Law and Political Science at Yale University, where he teaches constitutional law in both Yale College to undergraduates and at Yale Law School. And he's the author most recently of an outstanding book, The Words That Made Us, America's Constitutional Conversation, 1760 to 1840, and we're still engaged in a constitutional conversation, maybe not as uplifting as some of the conversations before 1840, but certainly deeply significant. Akhil, rather than talking about your opinion or your verdict on the 4-3 judgment by the Colorado Supreme Court to try to prevent President Trump from being on the ballot based on Section 3 of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, I think you agree, don't you, with everyone's assumption that the Supreme Court will be forced to take this case, however reluctant John Roberts and others may be. What do you think the outcome would be of Supreme Court review?
So it's actually very hard to predict because this is an issue of what lawyers call first impression. And by the way, it's so great to be back with you, my dear friend. But here's actually the big point about the case, and it's connected to first impression. If you are an originalist, if you believe that what we all take an oath to is the Constitution itself, then you're going to have to look at the Constitution itself. Section 3 of the 14th Amendment does not have a lot of precedent, a lot of case law glossing it, interpreting it. But I think it's quite possible that we need to take this case very seriously. Our audience may not even know that there is such a thing as Section 3, but it is in the Constitution, and the Constitution is what we Americans have in common. We come from our forebears come from different continents. We have different religions. We come from different parts of America, different politics. What we have in common is the Constitution, its words and its history. And because actually, I do believe that card-carrying conservatives, brilliant, credentialed conservatives, people who are the darlings of the Federalist Society, people like Will Bode and Mike Paulson, I'll tell you a little bit more about them in a bit, they have written quite forcefully and persuasively that Donald Trump flunks the test of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, and it's law like everything else in the Constitution, and it needs to be taken seriously. Will Bode clerked for John Roberts, one of John Roberts' favorite law clerks. Will was my teaching assistant way back when. Mike Paulson, actually in the Small World Department, was my law school roommate. These are, to repeat, among the biggest academic luminaries affiliated with the Federalist Society. So it's possible to imagine liberals taking it seriously for their own reasons on the court, and conservatives and originalists taking it seriously for their reasons. And there are liberal originalists perhaps on the court. I think Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is showing signs of being, in certain respects, like someone like Clarence Thomas, taking the text, history, and structure of the Constitution very seriously indeed.
And J. Michael Luttig, who is, again, speaking of the Federalist Society, he's always been one of the favorites of the Federalist Society as an appellate court judge. And he is strongly believes that the case was rightly decided in Colorado. And he supports the idea of President Trump being disqualified to be president. Do you worry at all? Because we were just speaking to another graduate of Yale Law School, John Bolton, and I was speaking to him off the air a little bit about what President Trump's reaction would be if the Supreme Court, that includes three of his appointees, made the decision that he was not qualified to be on the presidential ballot based upon his engagement, and that's the word that Section 3 uses, his engagement in an insurrection. Ambassador Bolton was saying, again, then we may face some real civil war, that the reaction would be extremely militant and very divisive. You've thought about that, I'm sure.
I have. I actually had dinner with Ambassador Bolton 2 weeks ago at Yale Law School. He was the keynote speaker of the Federalist Society, in fact. Now, we didn't talk about this issue because it just didn't come up. Dr. Kissinger had just died, and actually we talked about Dr. Kissinger. As you know, Michael, John Bolton's best friend at Yale Law School, he's a Yale Law School graduate himself, was Clarence Thomas, and we shared stories about our mutual friend, Justice Thomas, here's what I would say about that. Let's go back to when Donald Trump is first becoming himself a presidential contender. There have been a gazillion controversies since then, but you remember, he went around saying Barack Obama wasn't eligible because he was born in Kenya and therefore, for various complex reasons, not eligible under the natural born citizen clause of the Constitution. He went around saying that Ted Cruz wasn't properly eligible. Ted Cruz was born in Canada. Dr. Kissinger himself wasn't eligible because he wasn't a natural born citizen. That is, born a citizen on the day of his birth. That's true of Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's true of Jennifer Granholm and Madeleine Albright. I'm not allowed today to vote for Barack Obama because he's termed out. There's a two-term amendment. Some of your audience members might want to vote for George W. Bush. They're not allowed to. So you're not allowed to vote for someone who's under 35. So the Constitution's rules are the Constitution's rules. And the real question, therefore, is not, you know, whether I like this result or don't like it, but we abide by the Constitution honestly interpreted. And I think the Supreme Court, I'm cautiously optimistic, will give us its best and most honest interpretation.
And do you think they will end up deciding the issue, which the Colorado court did? The Colorado court said that they found overwhelming evidence that President Trump did engage, and again, I want to emphasize that word, engage in insurrection. Do you think it's likely that the Supreme Court of the United States will reach the same conclusion?
That is what lawyers call a mixed question of fact and law. We need to decide what an insurrection is, you know, what's just merely, you know, fisticuffs, you know, what's a fist fight, you know, what's a barroom brawl, what's a melee, what's a riot, what's an insurrection, what's a rebellion, what's a civil war. So different people, we're going to need to figure out exactly how high a bar legally that word erects. That's the legal issue. And then we need to know the facts of the case. Emails involving John Eastman and Jeff Clark and the meetings in the Oval Office, how much of this was by pre-arrangement. On those factual questions, the Colorado trial court actually made certain findings.
Okay, we will be back with those findings and more with Professor Akhil Reed Amar of Yale Law School. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Biden administration officials are set to visit Mexico in light of a surge of migrants at the southern border.
Additional enforcement actions are urgently needed so that key ports of entry can be reopened across our shared border.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Secretary of State and Secretary of Homeland Security will meet with the Mexican president. Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City and attorney for Donald Trump, has filed for bankruptcy following a Georgia jury's decision last week to award more than $148 million in damages for defamation against two election workers. In documents submitted Thursday, Giuliani said he has liabilities ranging between $100 and $500 million. Israel is revealed what it describes as an extensive tunnel network beneath Gaza City constructed by Hamas. According to Israeli officials, that network includes command and control centers, meeting rooms, and hideouts. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One extraordinary thought, hearing the Christmas music in the background. By next Christmas, Christmas of 2024, this presidential election, which is such a national obsession, and it seems to just eat up so much of our consciousness, it'll be over. We'll have a winner. Or will we? It seems very, very likely that we will have a winner by December 21st of 2024. But who knows? I'm talking with my friend Akhil Reed Amar, who is Sterling Professor of Law and Political Science at Yale. And Akhil, we were talking before about the questions of fact and the questions of law that are going to have to be decided almost certainly by the Supreme Court of the United States. And you brought up, I think, something very important, which is that the people who identify themselves as originalists, following the school of legal interpretation made famous partially by the great Justice Scalia, the originalist interpretation of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment would probably not lead people to dispense with the item because it doesn't specifically mention the presidency, because it does talk about all the officers of government. And I guess the argument, it was the argument they held with in Colorado, the argument is that when you talk about all of the officers of government, both state and federal, that includes the most important office of all, the President of the United States. Wouldn't that be the originalist argument?
Oh, of course. The idea of the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment is if you've taken an oath to the Constitution and you betrayed it, you're ineligible to be in the House or the Senate or a state official, dog catcher, cabinet officer, judge, justice. So of course you can't be president. You can't have Jefferson Davis, you know, who had been a senator and secretary of war, violated his oath. You can't have him back as president of the United States. That's easy. I mentioned Will Bode, and Michael Paulson. They're very distinguished Federalist Society members. Two other scholars on this topic are Gerard Magliocca and Mark Raber. They've done tremendous originalist research about all of this. At the time of the 14th Amendment, they've got citation after citation after citation. People understood it was about the presidency. I actually have a free podcast, and I had these people on for four different episodes. Your audience could listen to it. It's an hour and a half each time, and they present all their evidence for the proposition that, of course, this applies to the presidency, just like all other offices of the United States.
And do they take a position in this extensive research they've done about President Trump's specific eligibility and his record on January 6th?
They do. Gerard was the first person to talk about this. He's a former student, Gerard Magliocca. He's a professor out in Indiana, and he was talking about this very shortly after January 6th, in fact. So he's been on this for many years. The most significant article, it's over 100 pages, it's coming out in the University of Pennsylvania Law Review, but your audience can find it for free on a thing called SSRN. It's a 130-page article by B-A-U-D-E, Bode, clerk for John Roberts and Paulson. Again, they're both honorees of the Federal Society, and they wrote a 130-page article on point after point after point, and they were cited, all of these folks, very prominently by the Colorado Supreme Court. And they lay out the case, and if you don't like reading, if you prefer listening, and you know, your audience members might prefer listening, we talk. I have this, again, free weekly podcast. It's called The Market Constitution, and we have them on for four different sessions, each one an hour and a half, going through each of the little details and each of the pieces of evidence. They make a very strong case. And I didn't have a dog in the fight. I was actually a little skeptical at first. Oh, well, what about this and what about that? And we asked them all the hard questions, and they prevailed in the Colorado Supreme Court because I think the justices listened very carefully and read very carefully. And win, lose, or draw in the Supreme Court, I have every reason to believe that the justices will do the same thing.
One other aspect, and it does fly into the face of what a lot of people look at the Constitution and say, oh my goodness, this is really there. Well, it is regarding what happens if no presidential candidate gets a majority in the Electoral College. Right now, there's a brand new Quinnipiac poll that came out today that shows Robert Kennedy Jr. getting 22% of the vote, and with both Trump and Biden in the 30s. If it happened that Robert Kennedy Jr. Actually carried a few states, which never happened with Ross Perot, but if he carried enough states to actually throw the election to the House of Representatives, how do you think the country would handle that? I mean, given the fact that we have such a cynicism about so many of our institutions, if we're in a real presidential crisis where it's up to the House, where Wyoming gets the same one vote as the state of California, what would that look like? How would that resolve itself?
I'm a Californian. I don't think, you know, I don't love those rules, but the rules are the rules of the rules. Al Gore got more popular votes, but George W. Bush got more electoral votes after, you know, Florida was tallied. Hillary Clinton got more popular votes, but Donald Trump got more electoral votes. I'm old enough to remember in 1968, George Wallace actually won some states, but, you know, or came close.
Five
at least.
Of them. But
we follow the rules in America. That's what we have in common. MAGA, and my friends who are in MAGA, I just wanted to tell you, I'm not a Trump person, but if it's about American greatness is playing by the rules of the Constitution, and if we don't like them, we have to amend them. I'm in the middle, Michael, of writing a book right now, and I'm literally in December 1860, and Abraham Lincoln won by the rules fair and square, and people didn't want to accept that in South Carolina and elsewhere, and that was wrong. Abe Lincoln got 39.8% or so of the popular vote. He got more votes than anyone else, but he didn't have a majority, but he won in the Electoral College fair and square. And if you don't like that, wait 4 years and vote for someone else.
And what we're talking about is something that hasn't happened since 1824, which is the election actually being resolved by a vote of the House of Representatives.
Absolutely. With Andrew Jackson and John Quincy Adams and a guy named Crawford and Clay came in fourth, but those were the rules.
And again, for people to be prepared for those rules, well, there's even a mention of this in the New York Times recently. There is so much that has yet to unfold about this election, and the constitutional perspective is always crucial. It is, in fact, as Akhil Reed Amar says, the source of American greatness. Akhil Reed Amar is the Sterling Professor of Law and Political Science at Yale, and his most recent book, which is marvelous, is The Words That Made Us. The Words That Made Us, America's Constitutional Conversation, 1760 to 1840. And coming up on the Medved Show, we'll be talking about the lie of the year, which involves a presidential candidate, but not Trump, believe it or not. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
Michael Medved's marvelous malice-making media machine.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Santa, and it must be the only Nobel Prize winner who's noted for his album of Christmas carols. I'm talking about Robert Zimmerman, Bob Dylan, undoubtedly one of those great literary works that made him a Nobel Prize winner for literature. Now he is, he won! And no, there's no recount. Again, especially for people who love Bob Dylan, it's a different take on the atmosphere of a lot of Christmas music. But cherished, nonetheless. Speaking of cherished, on Substack right now, this is Throwback Thursday. We're starting this practice by running some columns and commentary that I've done in the past. And there's a column up there right now from literally 10 years ago, right after Obama got reelected. And he won the election in 2012. He didn't steal it. He won it. And against a candidate I supported very strongly named Mitt Romney. But in any event, the Republicans in 2013 were talking very seriously about launching an impeachment investigation and articles of impeachment against Obama. And I wrote a column at the time saying the GOP shouldn't ever use the I word. And there's an exception there, as if they have a chance of actually driving the president from office. But even then, if they had succeeded in driving Obama from office, they would have had Joe Biden as president. He was the vice president. In any event, that column on the I word, impeachment, and the GOP is posted up at our Substack. It's at michaelmedved.substack.com. And we also have a brand new podcast. It is part four of our series on the myths and misunderstandings and lies about the Middle East conflict. And this is a lie. It is a fiction. It is more than a misunderstanding. The idea that Israel is the result of a European colonial project intended to drive the Palestinian people from their ancient homeland. What's wrong with that idea? Why is it so deeply misleading? You can find out, listen to the podcast by subscribing today at michaelmedved.substack.com. And by the way, there's a holiday special going on. It will be going on until the end of New Year's Day. 20% off Substack subscriptions, either monthly or annual. 20% off, which is a real bargain. Check it out at michaelmedved.substack.com. Meanwhile, further debate about the attempt to strike President Trump from ballots. There are 23 states where there have been legal actions that have been brought to keep Trump from appearing on the ballot. And that's at a time when, for the first time in any primary, it looks like President Trump is facing a real challenge. The St. Anselm College poll of New Hampshire GOP voters found President Trump with 44%, though Nikki Haley had gone up to a solid 30%. That means in 2 months she'd gone up from 15% to 30%, with former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie receiving 12%. Over at Hotline, they say that Haley is surging in New Hampshire. She was at 15% in the previous iteration of this poll, but it will be very difficult for her to defeat Trump in the Granite State unless Christie drops out beforehand. And again, with the theory that very few people of the 12% who are now voting for Chris Christie are going to go over and vote for Donald Trump, and they would most likely vote for the most conspicuous Trump alternative, who without question is Nikki Haley, what you're talking about is an unpredictable primary election. And if at the very beginning of the primary process you have President Trump underperforming and Nikki Haley overperforming, it's a different race. It becomes much more a wide open race, regardless of what happens with these court cases. Nikki Haley had, I think, an effective answer. She was speaking in Agency, Iowa. This is clip 9. On the Trump-Colorado ruling. And here is what the former governor of South Carolina had to say.
I will beat him fair and square. We don't need to have judges making these decisions. We need voters to have make these decisions.
Okay, and that's different from the lieutenant governor of California, Eleni Kounalakis. She's a Democrat, of course. She spoke on the Trump disqualification, and she's eager to do the same thing in California. This is clip 10.
You know, we are in uncharted territory in our country, and the decision out of Colorado is a very significant fact. When the Supreme Court of Colorado determines in an examination of the facts that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist and therefore is disqualified from being on the ballot, certainly here in California, we have to look at that information and make the same determination here.
And there's someone else who is running for the U.S. Senate, another Democrat. She's running for a hotly contested Senate seat where it looks like her Republican opponent could be Sheriff David Clark. That's wrong, because that's in Wisconsin. The Republican Senate contender in Michigan, I'm not sure who it will be, but the Democrat is almost certain to be Elisa Slotkin, who is a member of Congress. And she also takes the same position of other Democrats, that they are counting on the Supreme Court of the United States to validate the Colorado decision and to keep Trump from appearing on the ballot. This is Elisa Slotkin. Listen.
Would you be comfortable with a court, not voters, with a court making that decision?
Well, I mean, I think I was fascinated by your last segment. I didn't know that history, and this is why I do think it is in the hands of the courts, right? And Colorado obviously knew what they were doing when they put this case together. They're trying to push to have this metered out in federal court, and now it will be. So I personally don't know the answer between the 14th Amendment and everything else that was just cited. So I think it makes sense. Frankly, in Colorado, we've got similar cases going on here in Michigan and other states to let the courts meter this out.
And again, I think the whole idea of the courts rather than the voters deciding who should be selected as president is obnoxious and wrong. Ron DeSantis agrees with that position. But he actually had a conspiratorial view of this entire issue, which I don't take too seriously. But here is Governor DeSantis, clip 11.
They're doing all this stuff to basically solidify support in the primary for him, get him into the general, and the whole general election is going to be all this legal stuff. And look, it's unfair. They're abusing power 100%. But the question is that going to work? And I think they have a playbook that unfortunately will work, and it'll give Biden or the Democrat or whoever the ability to skate through this thing. That's their plan. That's what they want. What they don't want is to have somebody like me who will make the election not about all those other issues, but will make the election about the failures of Biden, the failures of the left, and how we're going to be able to turn the country around. If that's how the election's framed, we will win.
Okay, I agree with him that someone other than Trump would be the strongest GOP candidate. But the idea that the Democrats are deliberately conspiring to force Trump on the party as a GOP contender, part of the difficulty with that is for this to work in terms of the courts, you would have to assume that Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Amy Barrett, that they would all take the position, and Justice Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and Barrett, the three appointed by Trump, would all take this position of participating in an anti-Trump, anti-Republican, pro-Biden conspiracy. Don't think it's likely. Coming up on the MedVed Show, we'll be joined by Chris Matthews, who has been a chronicler of many U.S. elections. How does he think the duo of Trump and Biden stack up? He is a professor now of American politics and media at the Fulbright University, Vietnam. We'll be talking with Chris Matthews.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.